We learned from our booking agent that the industry was going to stop making 35 millimeter film about over a year ago, I think. And so we knew if we wanted to continue to show movies in Petersburg, we had to purchase a digital machine. And so because of our nonprofit status, we didn't qualify for a lot of grants. We're a 501c4. This was raised, the money was raised through bake sales, raffles, personal donations, a lot of personal donations, business donations.
How much was it to buy this?
Between 45 and 65,000. You know, as you do a project, you always find those hidden costs at the end.
Of
so
course.
We haven't finalized that. And the city contributed 15,000. The students wrote a grant for First Bank, and that raised 5,000. But that's just a summary of, I don't want to start listing because I'll forget.
A lot of people,
of the
a
donors.
Lot of folks involved.
Yeah, so many.
Sarah, from the student perspective, tell me about what you guys worked on to get this to happen.
We worked, like, birthday parties. They had movie birthday parties and grants, and we were at the Mayfest selling popcorn and stuff like that, so a lot of fundraisers. It's great, like, completing a goal that we've worked on for so long, and it means that we're going to have jobs next year, and so it's exciting.
Why did you get involved in the Northern Nights Theater?
It's a good job to have on, like, because it only requires you on the weekends and stuff. So, yeah, my mom's the boss. So,
well, that's probably obvious. One reason anyway. How many kids are involved in Northern Nights now?
Right now, we employ 8, and then a manager and assistant manager, and the kids are also part of a student board, so they kind of are mentored by the adult board.
And it's pretty self-sustaining, and is it not that you don't really, other than the equipment grants, that sort of thing?
Right. I mean, it does maintain itself. We don't rake in huge profits or anything like that, but enough to give the students a learning opportunity and bring first-run movies to Petersburg.
You want to tell me a little bit about the equipment?
It's really simple to use. We get a hard drive in the mail, and then you put it in, and it loads, and you have all these options of movies. Like, you could do one in Spanish or with subtitles, and you just click the right one, and you put it together.
It's like a DVD, basically.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Dave Berg is the expert.
Did he help put all the equipment in, of course?
Oh, he did. This never would have been possible without Dave, because he did the legwork on finding the equipment and now on getting it installed.
Is the equipment more reliable than having to deal with a 35 millimeter film, from what you can tell so far?
I think the quality has really increased. People that have been to the movies where we get a bad copy and it's scratchy or jumpy, you don't have that problem. The picture is much more clear. The sound has improved, and I think we're waiting on parts to see even a farther improvement in that. And it takes up the whole screen with just a really clear picture.